pressure. I'm one jacking of a lion. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will take up all your time. I will chew you. I'll go through you. I am Jackie down the line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will make your secrets mine. I will hate you. I'll debase you. I am Jackie down the line, and I will stone you, I'll alone you. I am Jackie down the line. If I can't make you, I can't break you. I am Jackie down the line. I am Jackie down the line. Do do do. La la la.
Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. will be starting very shortly.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day,
even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the Marathon Runners. Just kidding. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds. Just channeling things. Excuse me? Oh. Come get in a high vibration. So that's the introduction for we're here and I'm a guest. Tashi's back.
Get in a high vibration.
She begged me to be here.
Oh, We're going to roll with that one, too. Part two.
I'm just kidding. We're so grateful to be here. We're so grateful to share the spiritual space with all of you today. And right now, this is time for a guided meditation. So let's sit back wherever you are, wherever you're doing in your life right now. You can listen to this in your car, coming home from traffic. You can listen to this actually meditating. You can listen to this outside. You can listen to this wherever it is that you feel is right. Cleaning, walking, it doesn't matter. You are still gonna get whatever it is you need from this. So let's start with some deep breaths. I just smelled Kentucky Fried Chicken psychically. I don't really know what that is, but...
Caught me.
Oh, that's you. Great.
Mothers and fathers had some last night.
Oh my God, I'm so psychic. Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes. Yes, that's confirmed. I can't believe I have fried chicken in my energy field.
Oh my God, so you legit had Kentucky Fried Chicken. So that, you know what this means, if I'm picking that up, right? This means
tonight's
this meditation is about clearing.
Oh yeah, we
all
need
of that. Because, go ahead, what were you gonna say?
Yeah, it came up in a conversation how important it is to just be aware of energy and how we take on other people's energy and how it is very important to cleanse our energy every day, constantly, throughout the day, because we are, especially during these times, we are extremely sensitive to each other and what we're picking up in our environment. So thank you for this service, Mariah.
Wow. I didn't know that I was going to be getting on the air and help clearing someone of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Flexitarian, they call it.
What's flexitarian? You mean like sometimes you eat meat and sometimes you don't?
Confession time.
Confession. Before we start, I just want to give a shout out to Nine Rounds over in Brookline. If you like kickboxing, go over there tonight. The first class is free. I feel great after a workout. It's like crack. No, I don't know what crack is.
I'm
like,
I'm gonna show up without
I
what
told you
just
to
said.
I already told you to. Okay, so anyway, so let's start.
The stalking begins
of the talking. What did you
no,
say?
No, it's a reference to last time. Anyways,
okay. Why am I like channeling words? Anyways, so let's get it in. After, you know, I'm very inspired because after, you know, doing some kickboxing and awesome workouts, it's time to settle in and take in all this energy and go somewhere with this and do something with this and utilize it to the best of our ability. So right now, let's take a nice deep breath in. Inhale, exhale. It is 6:20. It's unprecedented that we do a meditation this late, but you know what? We just flow. We just flow with it. Because maybe it is needed for that person who needs to listen to this at 6:20 and not 6:11 or 6:05. So, yeah, we're just going to come into contact with how things flow and how good it feels to flow and not force anything and let things be spontaneous. If you ever notice, when you let things be spontaneous, we come back to our inherent nature of being. So let's focus on this. Let's set this intention out to clear and let go and let things flow. Let's heal the body temple. All things that do not serve us, that should not be in our energy field or energy systems, let's ask spirit and our angels to clear this and to restore it with everything that needs to be here, that's supposed to be here, that it is in its highest good, that matches in our highest frequency, that matches in that beautiful place where we operate directly from ourselves. You see, when we operate directly from ourselves, We're in a state where there's nothing that's blocking. There is nothing that's hindering us. No chemicals, no other people's energies, nothing that we've taken on throughout the day from an environment or an Akashic record. We can walk through the earth, we can walk through every situation and be completely untouched because of this beautiful place of being grounded. This is what it means to be grounded. Being grounded is a place where we are rooted to the earth like a tree. And as a tree is unbothered by the seasons, the weathers, climates, any conditions, it will always be rooted to the earth plane. Even if you were to chop it down, it's always going to be rooted. So think of yourself as that beautiful, powerful tree, unbothered, untouched, as you go through your day. And what that feels like to have so much that strength, to not take on anyone else's negativity, to not have to feel drained, to not have to be a sponge, and just to be able to be you and endless giving, that endless life that is always giving, like that tree is always giving. Like that endless oxygen that tree gives to us, you do this. You do this in the world around you. Your life force is magical. How good it feels to just be connected and be one with everything around you. Just feeling good. I feel good for no reason at all. Just what that feels like. You ever have those moments where you're just like, I feel good. Like, things are good and there's not really any reason for it. Nothing really happened. You're just alive. And you're just like, I feel so good to be alive. I'm just so grateful for this present moment to breathe air and this joy. Oh, this joy just lights up inside of you. That's what it's about. In those moments, you are creating at the highest frequency and magnitude that you could possibly create. Those are the moments where you are creating the highest good for yourself. Breathing in and out. We come back to that importance of spontaneity and why it's important to have spontaneity, because it allows that freedom of being to be. That level of awareness to just feel. Feel your guides and your angels coming towards you. An invitation of love right now. This is an invitation of love. As you're breathing and as you're feeling everything, just feel all of your angels surrounding you, loving you, putting that white light of healing energy. If you want that light to have color, whatever color you want or you're resonating with or whatever color you're seeing, that is the color in which spirit is working with you, the chakra they're working with you on. So if you see anything, if you're seeing a white light, that definitely represents the crown. They're working with your crown. But any colors you're seeing, that's the friendly, friendly healing that's coming in for you. The friendly healing. Feeling the love. Making it known that you are available, receptive, ready to receive the good. Making yourself known and available, ready to see the light, ready to see the sunshine, ready to see that rainbow after the rain, ready to see good, ready to see magic, and ready to always flow. Where it goes. You're ready, ready to love, ready to love, ready to love. As your angels come to you, your angels have a gift. Your angels have an invitation for you. They have a message. It could come in a form of a feeling. It could come in the form of seeing visibly their message. It could come in the form of one word. It could come in the form of smelling or tasting, but their message is for you. Just take a moment right now to feel what is it that spirit wants to tell you, and it's such good news. It's such beautiful news. It's here to inspire whatever that message is, whatever it is that you're taking in right now from spirit. It is here to inspire. So take a moment right now and let's feel what spirit has to say. Thank you. Wow. How beautiful. Feel into what spirit has for you. See all your spirit team and your angels smiling, cheering you on. And as you come back, you slowly come back to the earth plane. You're bringing in all that wisdom, all that love with you, so you can have this and share this with the rest of the world and share this with everyone who comes in contact with you. When you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile, because spirit's here and they love you. It's all about love. It's all about remembering love. It's all about remembering that place where the infinite eternity is. Understanding the afterlife and understanding that when we cross over, there is eternity. And your light continues to shine throughout infinity, no matter where you are. How good it feels to be alive right now. How good it feels to be loved, so unconditional. And anytime you need that unconditional love, you look to spirit, you call upon spirit, and spirit will catch you. Thank you for tuning in. If you're just tuning in and listening to this guided meditation, this is the Boston Medium. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, at the Boston Medium. Stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. We got tons of magic. You know, like you open up a bag and there's like, it's like a magic show and there's like tricks and there's not tricks, but you know, there's like magic and you pull out a rabbit. That's like what happens here. So stay tuned, but in the form of a sound, in the form of
unicorns,
in the form of your ear magic. Yeah, I just came up with the word.
Ear chakra.
Ear chakra, ear magic. Yeah.
Ear chakra magic.
Ear chakra magic. So stay tuned.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
In bed, the corner. The sufferers kneel.
Sufferers kneel.
Every day they know the same song.
Same song, same song.
Every day they quote another version. Super trap,
super trap, super trap.
To catch all you bionic rats. They must get the beaten, they must get the blow, they must get wounded. They must get the beaten, they must get the blow, they must get wounded. Shall go down in the valley of Jehoshaphat.
What a mess!
For Jaja said, a super trap, to catch all you bionic rat,
thank you.
Hello. Ooh, hello. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlin. I'm the Boston Medium. I hope you are enjoying this playlist, enjoying all things that are good and real and the paranormal. Spectacular. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
So, anything you want to add to the meditation, things going on? I saw you are writing away. You were just writing down a lot of things. Anything? I mean, please share. We want to know.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, just begin this with gratitude. Thank you, Mariah, for hosting that meditation. I got some information that came in about the, people are like, oh, I need to ground. But I don't think people understand why they need to ground or what grounding really is. So I got the message. My higher self, God self, showed me a triangle, and they showed me, you know, the talk about the importance of clearing energy. So when you ground, it actually instantly activates a clearing of energy out of your fields. So what is happening is when you connect to the earth, which is how people have been taught to ground, you connect to the earth because we are a part of the earth, it activates your inner light via the inner light of the earth, the consciousness of Mother Gaia. And when we are showing or focusing our attention, intention towards Mother Earth, we instantly have the ability to remember ourselves. And remembering ourselves is remembering that we are a part of Mother Earth. And so what it does is it activates the light within us. And when we are shown or we can feel our light activate, it instantly clears other people's energy, because once you remember who you are and you remember how it feels to go in, how it feels to be you, all that other stuff starts to dissipate, and then you can kind of identify what's yours and what's not. And so clearing your energy, grounding, and when you ground and you activate your light, that light comes in from the Grand Central Sun, the Helios Vesta, bright sun that is the life force, the portal. The sun is a star, it's a portal. It actually creates a channel of a high frequency, that which is love. And when we are able to vibe on that frequency, reach that high frequency of love, it opens doors for us to receive information about ourselves, from our higher selves, from each other, from the higher realms, from that which is the highest and purest. This is not going into the astral realms and talking to, you know, not talking to dead people, but it's actually going into a higher place in which is non-polarity. We're here on Earth and we're polarized. I don't know if I'm getting too complex here, but I hope that helps people understand why it's important to ground, because when you ground, you release yourself of the day, you release yourself of other people's energy, you release yourself of the attachments that you have, the addictive energy of the internet, social media, conversations, gossip, all those lower miscreations, and you remember who you really are. And when you remember who you really are, you get clarity. You feel good. You get to feel love. Your heart chakra kind of opens up, or it does open, not kind of. It opens up and allows you to have expansive energy, to see people in their light, to see yourself in your light, to see humanity in its light and its highest and purest, regardless of what's going on. And if we are able to hold that frequency and act in that way and see in that way and understand on that frequency, we can have more balance, more peace, more harmony, less chaos with each other and our environment and our world. I can go on, but I think I'm going to stop there. Questions?
Cool. Yes, that was, it's interesting that you said all this about remembering who you are, because that was one of the messages in the meditation that I got from the angels. And I saw Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys, and they, you know, they were saying, that's why I played the Beach Boys song immediately, because they were like, listen to Beach Boys because it helps you remember to who you are. Helps you remember that time where you found yourself through Beach Boys, where you were reminded you are, you know, positivity, light, people who made music that was about being positive and innocent and easy listening and just things that were just so, that were just so childlike. And yeah, it reminded you, oh, that's my nature. That's my path in this world, is to be simple,
mm-hmm,
and to spread joy. Yeah. And so that's why that music came in. And it was just, so when you were saying things like, it helps you remember, grounding helps you remember who you are. Absolutely. You know,
yeah,
like, you know, in the meditation, it was like cutting the tree. That tree can get cut, but there's always going to be roots,
right,
into the ground.
Yeah. And that song came in when,
yeah,
you said that. If you are a big tree, dun, 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 we are a small.
Which song is that?
That's Bob Marley or the Wailers.
Oh, nice. Oh, Jabba, maybe we should
ready,
find that.
Ready to cut you down.
Oh, cool.
In a good way. Ready to chop you down, 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 down. That's my dub. Hope you enjoy my dub.
No, that's good. It was interesting because then when you were talking, I had an idea to play something and then I forgot.
Oh, sorry, dude.
No, it's not your fault. I should have remembered. But like,
we
you
love
were
each other.
Channeling. It was channeling. It was just channeling what, you know, the information you were saying and channeling it into music and like, oh, that's a really great song that we should listen to right now because it has everything to do with that. And I completely
remembering
forgot.
Who you are.
Yeah, and I completely forgot.
It'll come.
What song?
Or it'll just
it will
play.
Come. It will definitely come.
Yeah. And also MLK came in.
That's
with,
awesome.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
I like it.
Yeah.
What else was in that? What else is in that speech? I like what you see. You're about to say it, and I like the energy of it.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe we can find that.
I don't know it by heart. But
okay.
It's
yeah,
one of the most famous speeches. That's.
I was like, yeah, keep going.
Yeah. I mean, and then they showed me some stuff that I don't want to get into politics, but we are entering a revolution. The revolution will be televised.
Televised.
It is, huh? So, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I think the energy I got from that was it is time for us to actually be who we are, remember who we are, not only remember who we are, but be who we are and proclaim our truth on this earth as we are now. Because I think the more that we show each other that we know who we are, one, two, we're not afraid to be who we are. It is a leadership. That's what you call conscious leadership in action in your everyday life, and it inspires people. Whether it may freak them out at first, you know, of course the reaction will be fear because everyone is, you know, used to conforming. It will inspire others to have the courage to be who they are, stand up for what they believe in, and speak their truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I concur
yeah.
to that. Okay, so I figured it out.
Yeah.
What we need to channel. I'm not going to tell you.
All
I'm
right.
not
going to
tell
oh
you.
My God.
I'm
Am
not
going to
tell
go
you guys
crazy?
Either. I'm not going to tell you, but
Love
all I'm
going to
tell you is that after this, at 7:05, we have the shamanic drumming. Boom, 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 boom. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm excited for that because
I am too.
There's somebody in the studio. Yes. And last time I ran into somebody at a show I was at. They told me, "Oh, are you the boss medium? I've listened to your show, and you did a shamanic
Shout
drumming."
Out to them.
And yeah, I did. He's like, "I did a shamanic drumming."